More terrible weather, I'm afraid, is on the way for the north, with Cyclone Gabrielle forecast to reach Northland on Sunday before moving south towards Auckland. Now, the Category 1 cyclone is currently in the Coral Sea. It may go to a Category 3 over the next 24 hours. NIWA meteorologist Chris Brandolino is with us. Hi, Chris. This is looking a bit ominous.
It's not looking great. You know, I guess the line I've been using in my head in terms of, you know, are we going to see a significant impact across the Upper North Island? There's still uncertainty. But I guess, you know, to use a metaphor or an analogy, certainly nothing's etched in stone, but we're looking for the hammer and chisel.
Boy. Okay, let's talk details here. Which areas do you think are going to be the most affected here? Because we've got all of them in play, aren't they? Northland, Auckland, Coromandel.
Yeah, just exactly. As you say, it's the Upper North Island that appears will have the most significant impacts. Northland, Auckland, Coromandel, Bay of Plenty, those areas at most risk for seeing major impacts, but still a lot of uncertainty with the exact track, because where that center goes will determine where the heaviest and most persistent wind, particularly onshore wind, and therefore that'll inform where there is the greatest maybe coastal inundation or storm surge, waves, the highest winds, the most rainfall. All those facets, all those impacts from an ex-tropical cyclone, we're aware of them, but exactly who gets the worst, that's a bit unknown because the models are differing. Some models want to take the center of the ex-tropical cyclone just west of the, I guess, of the Upper North Island, just off the west of the North Island coast. Others take it just east, and those small differences have meaningful impacts on where those aforementioned, I guess, variables, wind, rain, seas, and all that, where the worst weather goes.
Have we got a situation here where this will cause flooding in places like Auckland, irrespective of the flooding they've already had? Like, on its own, this is a significant weather event. It's not just that the ground is saturated.
Yeah. Look, things are lining up. I'm just looking at, literally, I'm just pouring over some of the very latest modeling that's trickling in early in the morning. Week modeling comes in typically four times a day, and this is one of them. So it looks like the Upper North Island, including Auckland, Northland, Coromandel, anywhere from a month to maybe double of what falls in the month of February could fall with rainfall. Typically, Auckland, Whangarei, those areas get anywhere from 70 to 100 millimeters of rain during the month of February. So if we're talking about what would normally fall or double that, you can kind of get a sense of what is likely to occur over the course of, say, a day, maybe a day and a half, that sort of thing. That falling in that amount of time in itself would certainly elevate the risk for flooding. But because the soils are so darn wet and saturated, that takes it up another level. Also, we have to really be concerned about winds. Winds could be very strong with this, and there could be some significant power outages. So I guess the message is for people listening to this right now in the Upper North Island, Coromandel, Northland, Auckland regions, maybe even Bay of Plenty, is to start thinking about, you know, what do I need to do to prepare? What would I need to do if I lost power for a significant period of time? What do I need to do to prepare for if my area floods? Does my area flood when I get heavy rainfall? So start thinking about those things and start thinking about how you can prepare. So if there is that, if it does eventuate where those impacts do affect where you live, you're ready to go and you're not scrambling.
Hey, thanks very much for that update. That is NIWA meteorologist Chris Brandolino there with more details about this looming cyclone for the north.